Pablo for breakfast.
You've got to be careful when it comes to romance scammers. I seem to be getting called every second day from someone trying to get some cash out of me. And we've got one of the experts, Karina Chapman, on the phone today. Karina, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pablo.
Now, you've done a recent blog and sort of looked at one romance scam that got £45,000 out of a lady and how you can sort of spot these, because the scammers are getting pretty damn smart.
Unfortunately, yes, they are. And, you know, the more inventive ways that we haven't heard of, the more likely we are to get scammed.
So how do we sort of see those red flags? What are some sort of key things that stand out when it comes to scammers?
Yeah, well, there's been a trend lately of men posing as being in the military and also saying that they're widows, and then always coming up with some sort of pull the heartstring story of why they need a small amount of cash. And so once you say yes to the small amount, then they're like, oh, this is a green light to get a bit more out of this person.
Because that's what always really surprises me when I read about these scams, is some people get extorted for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So is that how it starts? It doesn't start with give me $100,000. It starts small.
Exactly. And I mean, this girl had actually met the guy 3 times in person, okay, albeit only 10 minutes each time. I don't know what sort of date you're having in 10 minutes. but yeah, so he gained her confidence. She was obviously attracted to him. And, you know, he borrowed $50 first, paid it back. And I think she thought, oh, well, he seems trustworthy. So unfortunately, how she got scammed was she agreed to be guarantor for loans that he already had. And that was the problem. So there were several loans and he pulled on her heartstrings, said, you know, I really need this. It was a terrible ex-girlfriend. It's not my fault. Made her feel sorry for him. She agreed to that. And of course, he started paying the loans for a little bit. Then guess what? It's all her responsibility now.
Wow. So bring in paperwork to the date. A quick, let's sign the paperwork and let's be done with it.
Well, you know, he didn't even bring the paperwork, just sent her a link. There was just a link online and she signed it and that was it. So, crazy.
These have really exploded. Do you get the scam calls as well? I'm getting the ones at the moment that say a warrant for my arrest is imminent. You know, the FBI. Apparently the FBI are looking into me, which seems strange here in Australia.
Yeah. Apparently the tax department as well is getting hold of a lot of people with strange requests and all sorts. So, you know, you just don't know. And when people are on dating sites, you're already vulnerable and putting yourself out there. So you are a little bit open. If you've been single for a while, then that can be, you know, something that you're a bit more open to. And they seem to be targeting particularly women over 40 who maybe have not been in the dating scene for a while and are returning into it. So they're not quite as aware of, you know, what the scammers are sort of doing. So there's often an overuse of compliments as well. So you know, how wonderful you are, can't wait to meet you, oh my goodness, you know. And, yeah, they just play on flattery and slide their way into trust, unfortunately.
So if there's one tip for people out there listening, they are single, they are going on those dating apps, to not get lured into these romance scams, what would it be, Karina?
I would say to meet the person in person as quickly as possible, spend longer than 10 minutes, and never even pay for their coffee.
And definitely don't give out your banking info.
Exactly.
Hey, Karina, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks. Pablo for breakfast.